Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Dr. Jerry Falwell called him the Ronald Reagan of Israel. He was referring to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he was the Prime Minister in the 1990s. Indeed, he is. He is a person to lead Israel for such a time as this. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. They're coming up, Matt, for an election later this year in March. All of the people who are running for office are on the ballot. The Likud party, which he is a member of, also has people obviously on the ballot. And I pray that they get the majority so that Benjamin Netanyahu can again be prime minister. He is a strong voice, an articulate leader, and he's somebody who's not well-liked by the president of the United States, so much so that a person in the administration said that there will be a price to pay, referring to Netanyahu, and some of the Obama campaign operatives now are working in Israel to defeat the re-election of the Likud party and Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, you got to wonder about international law here. I mean, this president has already established that he has no love, nor does he respect the United States Constitution. But now we have, you know, this organization that's funded by radical American leftists like Barack Obama, who are paying to send Obama's campaign team over to Israel to try to upset and interfere with the elections, the sovereign elections of the state of Israel here, trying to undermine Benjamin Netanyahu so they can place one of their own radical leftists in his place, a Palestinian sympathizer, which would demonstrably hurt the people of Israel and undermine the state of Israel, probably trying to push it back, as Obama has called for in the past, to the 1967 borders, which would spell the end of Israel. Isn't that correct, Matt?
It is, yeah. I mean, it definitely spell the end of Israel. If you went back to that border, Israel would be 9 miles wide at the center, and they would give up the Golan Heights almost all the way down to the Sea of Galilee, which is a very strategic place. It would allow the Syrians and the Lebanese to come right to the heart of Israel and shell them, and they would have no way to defend themselves. You know, what we see is Israel surrounded by 300 million Muslims in Arab-speaking countries or Arab countries, and they are our closest ally. It is the only place in the Middle East where Arabs and Christians and Jews can live and have complete religious freedom. It's the only place in the Middle East. It's a democratically elected country, and it is our closest and best ally, not just because of political, but because our Judeo-Christian history connects us together, connects us to Israel and the Jewish people. That's where our Judeo-Christian history was born and birthed. That's how Western civilization was shaped, because of the Bible and the values that came out of Israel. And this president is doing everything he can to walk away from Israel. You know, Genesis chapter 12 says, "I will bless those who bless you," referring to the children, the offspring of Abraham, which is Israel, "and I will curse them who curse you." The president is bringing curses upon America by ultimately walking away from Israel. I think that it is dangerous to not respect and protect our best ally. And not only is he speaking against or not even focused strongly against Iran, which is in itself very harmful, but now he's trying to undermine Netanyahu and working to defeat him in the upcoming election.
Yeah, Matt, you mentioned Iran. You know, Vladimir Lenin, former head, of course, of the Soviet Union, and helped to formulate the Soviet Union, called American communists, American Marxists like Barack Obama, called them useful idiots. Well, Obama has been a useful idiot in the context of basically giving everything that Iran wants. They're even mocking the United States saying that during the negotiations that the Obama administration is basically willing to give them everything but the kitchen sink. So the Obama administration is full of these useful idiots that are not only supporting Iran, they're trying to undermine Israel. And isn't it ironic that the freest Muslims in the entire Middle East live within that tiny country of Israel?
Yeah, you know, and what we've now uncovered, and this was an article in WorldNet Daily, is that there's a second entity that's working in Israel to undermine the re-election coming up, and it is the Abraham Fund. The Abraham Fund is trying to register Arabs, Arab Israelis, to vote. Now, the Arabs who live in Israel, they're entitled to vote. In fact, they actually have some Arabs who are on the Knesset. If there is a significant amount of increase in voter participation of the Arabs, it will affect the Likud party, which is a conservative party, and they are working to try to get these Arabs registered. We now know that One Voice has received funding from the United States State Department, and now we know that the Abraham Fund has also received funding from the State Department, and they're both working to undermine the elections in Israel. We also know that, in fact, there's a group called V15, short for Victory 2015, and it hired what's called 270 Strategies, which is a consulting firm whose senior leadership is comprised mostly of former top staffers for President Obama's re-election campaign. And that was his re-election campaign for 2012. So Obama's sources, his resources, his people are working actively to result in what they said. Benjamin Netanyahu, there will be a price to be paid. Now, what's he referring to? Well, he's referring to Benjamin Netanyahu accepting an invitation from the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, to speak to a joint session of Congress to address the Iranian nuclear crisis that's happening over there. And for doing that, the Obama administration warned Netanyahu there will be a price to pay for you coming to speak to our Congress on this issue.
Yeah, chilling, absolutely chilling, Matt. A price to pay, threatening one of our most powerful and our best allies of all time. You know, hopefully the Jewish people are starting to wake up and smell the coffee here. You know, American Jews, many of them supported President Obama against their own best interests in his two elections. I think the Jewish peoples of the world are starting to wake up and see that this man is an enemy to the best interests of the Jewish people.
Well, in fact, One Voice is one of these entities, and it's a 501c3, which is not supposed to get involved in these campaigns, but it has sponsored scores of nonprofits, and it received two grants in the past year from the U.S. State Department, two grants from our federal taxpayer dollars. The State Department is also listed as a partner of One Voice on the group's website. One Voice development and grants officer, has been contacted, but she says, well, no government funding has gone towards the V15 voter mobilization effort. Nonsense. What we see here is there is a trail, and there's a trail from the United States State Department to these entities that are working to increase the Arab-Muslim vote, and the result of that would be to defeat Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party. This is outrageous. Go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, and we have a petition to sign there. This is something that we must push back about. It is illegal. It violates election law in Israel for our government to get involved in working to undermine the election in that nation. It's a sovereign nation, and we should not be getting involved in that, particularly when it's Israel and particularly when it's Benjamin Netanyahu, who has a strong voice for Israel and a common sense articulation of our Judeo-Christian values. Stand with us as we stand with Israel. Stand with us and go with us to Israel, May 17 through 26. Support Israel and the Jewish people. This is a Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour we're taking May 17 through 26. It's a tour that will change your life. We will visit all of the major Christian, historical, biblical sites that are amazing And we'll also introduce you to the Jewish people and Jewish leaders, a real Holocaust survivor. We'll visit a military base. You'll be able to hear from people that are in the know regarding national security and intelligence. It will be a life-changing experience that will strengthen your Christian faith, and naturally you'll be an advocate for Israel by virtue of this experience. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to sign up or call us today to reserve your seat on the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour to Israel. lc.org is the website.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.